好，我们继续来学习提摩太前后书。
Let us continue to study 1 and 2 Timothy.
在提摩太前书第五章有提到，在教会里面，怎么来对待各种不同的人。
1 Timothy chapter 5 records how we should treat different types of people in the church.
如果我们在公司上班，我们就知道，管理人事跟管理仓库是很不一样的。
So if we are working, we know that people who are in charge of other people versus people who are in charge of the warehouse is a very different type of job.
管理仓库，你把一个东西堆在那里，再过一年，它还是在那里。
If you're in charge of the warehouse, if you put an item somewhere, after one year, it is still there.
但是如果我们是负责人事，你把一个人排在那里，有可能他想要换，有可能他想要往上爬，就很多问题就跑出来。
But if you're in charge of personnel at work, you might put a person in a certain position, but after one year, they might want a promotion or they might want to move.
教会从各种不同神所拣选的人组成的。
The church is comprised of many people that are chosen by God.
所以我们这个教会人之间的来往需要有一个属灵的原则。
So we must have a spiritual aspect to the relationships we have with the people in church.
那教会本来就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
那是神是家长。
And God is the parent.
神也是拥有教会因为主耶稣用他的宝血把我们从罪里面救出来。
And this is his church because he purchased this church with his blood.
所以在教会里面这个人跟人之间的关系最重要要看这个主人给我们定下什么原则。
So the most important thing about interpersonal relationships in church is the standard that is set by the master.
不是我们个人喜欢什么或者说我们在社会上有什么经验带到教会里面来。
It's not what I like or my own experiences that I bring into the church.
首先我们来看一些基本原则。
Let's look at some basic principles.
提摩太前书第五章二十一节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
请读第五章二十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 21. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
这个地方说遵守这些话，不存成见，做事不可偏心。这是这个教会人跟人之间的一个原则。
He records a principle on how we should treat one another, that is that we should observe these things without prejudice and do nothing with partiality.
那这个不存成见这个本身就是一种智慧。
Being unbiased or without prejudice, this is a wisdom.
就是看人能够合乎中道。
And that means that you can look at people according to the truth.
所以在雅各书里面在讲上头的智慧。
And so James records the wisdom from above.
他就在提到这个上头的智慧是没有偏见的。
And that the wisdom from above, there is no partiality.
没有偏见 prejudice.
There's no prejudice.
那我们在这个社会上偏见产生在哪里？
And so how are we prejudiced in society?
如果我们用商业上来讲
From a business perspective?
这个品牌常常会误导一个人。
There are different brands that might guide a person's decision.
所以我们在买东西常常以品牌来决定我要不要买。
So we might make a decision on whether or not we want to purchase something based on the brand.
那很多品牌给我们的印象是出于广告。
And a lot of images that we have or opinions on brands comes from advertisements.
所以即使我们好像说要喝一杯咖啡。
For example, I want to drink coffee.
某一些特别的品牌比较贵但是广告比较多所以我们就觉得说那比较好。
Certain brands are more expensive, but because we see more advertisements on them, we think it is better.
那有的比较便宜，在普通的商店出卖，我们就觉得那个好像是次等的，是好的。
And some that are cheaper that we see at the convenience store, we think that it is not the best.
但是如果把这个品牌都拿掉，然后请专家来评论，也不一定品牌好的是真的好。
But if we take away the brands, we ask some experts to taste it, it may not be that the one with the name brand is the best.
那我们在人跟人之间的相处，不也没有偏见。
So in our relationships with others, we should not have prejudice.
这个偏见就是对一个人已经有一定的看法。
Prejudice means that you have a preconception on someone.
那这个偏见有时候常常是从人的外表来的。
And this might come from the outer appearance of man.
那这个外表不一定是指着肉体的，就是人外在的条件。
And these outer appearances might be the characteristics and criteria they have.
所以我们在教会里面能够不存成见这是神给我们的智慧。
So this is a wisdom from God in church that we should be without prejudice.
好像我们在神面前向神祷告。
It is like when we pray before God.
神是不看我们人的外貌外表。
God does not look at our outer appearance.
神是看我们的心。
But rather our hearts.
你外表是什么这不重要。
It doesn't matter what outer appearance is.
连有没有口才也不重要。
Doesn't matter if we are eloquent.
但是有没有心呢？这是最重要。
But rather, if we have the heart, that is most important.
所以没有偏见。
So without prejudice.
那再来就是不可以有偏心呢。
And the second part is doing nothing with partiality.
这个偏心也是我们要避免的一个原则。
Impartiality is something that we should avoid.
那所以主耶稣在世界上人怎么形容他？说他是不看人的情面。
And so Jesus Christ, when he was in this world, how did people describe him? They say that they did not look at the outer appearance.
非常正直公义。
That he was very just and righteous.
所以他是很可靠的。
So he was very trustworthy.
但是我们活在地上，有时候受到人情的影响所以我们在看一个人，常常会有偏见或者偏心。
But for us living in this world, many times when we see other people, we are very partial.
好，那我们再看第五章二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 22.
第五章二十二。
Verse 22: Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sin. Keep yourself pure.
这里说按手的理不可急促，就是要很谨慎。
Here it says that we must be very alert when we are laying hands.
下面不要在别人的罪上有份。
And we should not share in other people's sins.
这个按手有几个意义。
And there are a few meanings to what it means to lay hands.
一个就是按手来让他承担圣职。
And that means laying hands so someone can bear the responsibility of doing holy work.
那这个要很谨慎。
So we must be very watchful on this.
如果已经犯的罪不适合，就不可以按立。
If someone has already committed sin and they are not suitable, then they cannot be appointed for this.
那如果急促，就在人的罪上有份。
Or else we will share in other people's sins.
那有时候我们在按手如果犯的致死的罪我们也不按手。
And sometimes when we're laying hands, we will not lay hands on someone who has committed sin that leads to death.
这个不可以在人的罪上有份。
For we should not share in other people's sins.
或者一个人如果有邪灵在身上我们要赶鬼不按手。
Or if someone is demon possessed, we will not lay hands on them to cast out the demon.
但是下面这个原则很重要，不要在别人的罪上有份。
But here it records a very important principle, and that is not to share in other people's sins.
也就是说，当一个人软弱的时候，我们要把他挽回过来。
That is when someone is weak, we must turn them back.
但是在挽回过来的过程当中要很谨慎，不要被他的罪玷污了我们自己。
But in the process of turning them back, we must be very careful that we do not blemish ourselves with their sins.
所以这个也是在讲这个教会中的人际关系都是互相影响的。
And so this tells us that these interpersonal relationships, they influence one another.
所以我们教会的交往 要正向发展，就是我们对别人的影响啊，要越来越亲近神了，这个方向就对了。
So in our relationships with others in church, we must have a positive effect where we lead others to draw closer to God. This is the right direction.
但是如果我们人跟人交往啊，越交越世俗啊，那这个就已经就偏离了啊，这个整个我们教会啊人间之关系的一个基本原则。
But we deviate from the principle of interpersonal relationships in the church if our relationship leads others to become more secular or profane.
所以对犯罪软弱的人，我们要很谨慎，要挽回他，但是不要被他影响。
So you must be very watchful for those who sin that we turn them back, but we are not influenced by them.
这是几个比较重要的原则。
So here are some very important principles.
好，那我们再看一些很实际的例子。
Let us look at some very practical examples.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers.
这个地方在提到对待老年人。
Here it talks about how we should treat older people.
不可严责老年人。
That we should not rebuke them.
那要怎么办呢？如果他有缺点。
But what are we to do if they have some weaknesses?
要劝他如同父亲。
We should exhort them as a father.
也就是说，要含有尊敬敬意的味道。
That means that we should do this out of respect.
在旧约圣经里面，一个人如果咒骂父母，不管父母对还是错，咒骂父母要用石头打死的。
In the Old Testament, if a child was to rebuke the father, even if the parents were wrong, they were to be stoned to death.
因为对待年纪大的父母，用这个是不适合的。
Because this is not the right way to treat your elderly parents.
那在台湾话有一句，到国语大概没有，我家那个老灰啊，他把老人形容作老灰啊，这个是不好的。也就是说，我家那个老的又废，好像废物没有用的，这样来形容自己的父亲，这是非常不好的。
So in Taiwanese, there is a phrase that describes the elderly parents in the house as useless. This is not a good phrase.
所以在圣经里面在讲说，在老年人我们面前，我们要站起来。
And so the Bible teaches us that we must stand in the presence of our elders.
这个是代表我们的尊敬。
This represents our respect for them.
有时候我跟一个年轻人在讨论这个事情，他说美国没有这个文化呢。
Once I was discussing this matter with a younger person, and he told me that we don't have this type of culture in the United States.
那一提到没有这个文化，就很难讲下去了。
So when we don't have this culture, it's very hard to keep talking.
我们不能够做违反文化的，很难做。
It's hard for us to go against culture.
但是后来我就看到每一年的二月份美国总统会在国会联合参议院、众议院发表演讲。
But I see that every year in February, the President of the United States would go to the UN to give a speech.
不是 UN, 参议院跟众议院 ,Senator 跟 House.
Oh, he would go before the Senate and the House.
有一个联合起来，他有一个演讲。
And he will give a speech in front of all of them.
就是什么 ,Union Address.
The State Union Address.
那美国总统站立的时候，一介绍，全部都站起来了。
So when they introduce the President of the United States, everyone rises.
因为是代表美国。
Because he represents the United States.
那如果不同意的，他就坐着。对这个总理，我不同意，他就坐着。
And so if you do not agree with the United States President, then you will remain sitting.
所以美国有这个文化，对真的一个国家的元首，尊敬就是站起来。
So in the U.S., we do have this culture where we stand before those we respect.
所以对老年人要尊敬。
So we must respect our elders.
但是如果他有什么需要改变的要劝他而不是责备他。
But if there's anything that he needs to change, then we must exhort them, not rebuke them.
那有时候一个人活了几十年他的想法、个性、生活方式，大概就很难改变。
After a person has lived for decades, it's hard for them to change their ways and thoughts.
所以很难改变了。有的人就会用责备的，而不是用劝勉的。
And so a lot of times you might rebuke them instead of exhort them.
所以圣经的教训要向自己的父亲这样来劝他。
And so the Bible teaches us that we must exhort our parents.
带有尊敬的一种规劝。
out of respect.
啊，这是整个教会一个大家庭的精神。
And this is the spirit in the church as a family.
啊，那下面说，啊，劝少年人如同弟兄。
Here it says, younger men as brothers.
啊，那为什么不说劝少年人如自己的孩子呢？
Why does it not say exhort younger men as your own children?
啊，有时候我们对自己的孩子讲的都是很直接的。
Sometimes we are very direct when we talk to our children.
因为是自己的孩子嘛。
Because they are our own.
啊，但是教会的弟兄啊，啊，他不是我们的孩子。
But these younger men in the church, they are not our children.
所以我们爱他，就劝他好像是弟兄啊，少年人。
So because we love them, then we exhort these younger men as brothers.
就好像当时亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abraham at that time.
他跟罗德他们的仆人合不来。
The servants of Abraham and Lot did not get along.
亚伯拉罕也没有斥责罗德。
And Abraham, he did not rebuke Lot.
他只是说我们这样相争不好啊。
He says it is not good for us to quarrel.
所以你向左就向右，你向右我就向左。
So if you go to the left, then I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
因为我们是骨肉。
For we are flesh.
所以我们对年轻的一代就是劝他，但是跟教导自己的儿子还是有一点不一样。
So for the younger generation, we should exhort them, but not treat them like our own children.
这是圣经的原则。
This is a principle that is recorded in the Bible.
好像保罗在告诉提摩太。
Just like Paul telling Timothy.
他给他很多的指导。
He gave him many instructions.
我们再来看提摩太前书第五章的第二节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2. Verse 2, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity.
这里说劝老年的妇人要如同母亲。
Here it says exhort older women as mothers.
在其他的地方有在讲这个老年的妇人有时候因为时间很多就会说一些谗言搬长弄短搬弄是非因为时间很多。
And so, in another place, it records that older women, because they might have more time, they might fall into idle talk.
但是那一些对人都没有造就。
But this is not edifying to others.
所以对这个老年的妇人要规劝，好像自己的母亲。
So towards the older women, we should exhort them as mothers.
所以我们在教会里面我不是在好像管理公司一样，这是神的家。
So in the church, we are not in charge of other people like at work. This is the house of God.
所以我们出于对年纪大的一种爱跟尊敬让我们觉得教会会很温暖。
So we should show love and respect towards the elderly, and then the church will feel very warm.
神爱我们，神也接纳我们的缺点。
God loves us and He has accepted our faults.
他知道我们需要时间才能够渐渐改变。
He knows that we need time to change.
他也愿意在帮助我们改变我们自己。
And He is willing to help us change ourselves.
所以有时候一个人要改变需要时间。
So for someone to change, sometimes they just need time.
就好像我们自己改变需要时间。
Just like us, when we want to change, we need time.
有时候某一种个性或者一种想法或者说话的方式，要等到年纪改变才能够自然改变。
Certain thoughts or the way we do things, it takes time and age for us to change.
所以对老年的妇人也劝她，但是要带有一种爱跟尊敬。
So we should also exhort these older women, but out of love and respect.
好，那在第五章的第二节。
In chapter 5, verse 2.
下面说，劝少年的妇女如同姐妹。
It says, exhort younger women as sisters.
所谓姐妹就是在主里面的姐妹。
And these are sisters in Christ.
但是要清清洁洁的。
With all purity.
也就是动机非常的纯正。
That means that our motive is very pure.
只要能够把握这个原则这个在教会里面青年男女的交往就不会有问题。
And so if we can keep this principle, then there will be no problems between relationships between opposite genders in church.
但是如果把这个清净节戒拿掉，这个男女的交往就会出问题。
But if we take away this purity, then the relationships between opposite genders in church will have problems.
所以在教会里面，我们不是要禁止男女之间的交往。
So in church, we are not stopping relationships between opposite genders.
你要怎么禁止呢？
How are you supposed to stop this?
在学校里面，男女都是在一起的。
In school, opposite genders hang out together.
你甚至在大学宿舍里面，有个男女都是住在同一个宿舍。
And even in college, you have dorms that have the same gender in the same building.
没有办法禁止的。
You can't stop this.
但是最重要就是原则要抓住。
But you must hold on to this principle.
神是清洁的，所以要清清洁洁。
That God is holy, so you must be holy and pure.
但是其实这个教会的年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果能够保持距离，其实反而更好。
It is good for the younger sisters and brothers in church to maintain their distance.
因为有时候太熟了，以后要介绍婚姻，哇，这么熟，又想到婚姻，就不晓得怎么进行。
Because sometimes if they know each other too much, when it comes time for marriage, it is hard to proceed.
所以有没有对象有很多，但是我因为太熟了，你没有办法去考虑婚姻了。
And so, are there people of opposite gender? Yes, but because you know them too well, you don't think about marriage.
所以反而失去了机会。
So you lose an opportunity.
那保守一个距离反而以后更有机会，那在婚姻上能够有配对。
And so if you maintain a distance, then there will be more opportunities for you when time for marriage comes later on.
那很重要的原则其实在教会里面应该是男的辅导男的，女的辅导女的。
And so, a very important principle in church is that we should have sister counselors and brother counselors.
那如果要辅导异性，应该有第三者在场。
And if you are going to counsel an opposite gender, you should have a third party there.
这个都是一个最基本，我们在教会里面这个人际关系的一个最基本的原则。
This is a basic principle for interpersonal relationships in the church.
所以这里讲，总要尊尊清清节节。
Here it says with all purity.
那第三节开始
Starting from verse 3, honor widows who are really widows.
这里说要尊敬那真为寡妇的Okay, 再看下面一节，请读。
Verse 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
在圣经里面看顾患难中的孤儿跟寡妇是敬虔的一个表现。
So in the Bible, it is a sign of reverence if we are able to look after the widows and the orphans.
所谓敬虔，不只说来到教会聚会不可以听电话，这样很敬虔。
And reverence does not mean that when you come to church that you cannot take a phone call.
敬虔也不只是说我们来到教会不可以滑手机。
And that we cannot play with our cell phones when we come to church.
敬虔也不只是说我们在聚会时间不可以谈话。
It's not that we cannot talk during service time.
这个都是敬虔的最基本表现。
These are very basic actions of reverence.
敬虔包括保守自己不沾染世俗。
But it also includes keeping ourselves that so that we might not be influenced by the secular things.
敬虔包括看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And it also includes looking after the widows and the orphans.
因为在旧约时代寡妇代表没有经济来源。
And so in the Old Testament, widows, they did not have a source of income.
第二个没有依靠。
And they have no one to rely on.
所以这样的人要怜悯他们。
And so you must have mercy and compassion on these people.
那在提摩太前书第五章这里在提到这个寡妇她生活要怎么照顾呢？
So in 1 Timothy, it records how we should take care of these widows.
这个也不只是寡妇这个就是也指着教会里面我们所谓行善应该有的原则。
And not only regarding widows, but how we can do good in the church.
那现在因为有一些社会的福利制度所以会需要教会来照顾应该是不多。
And so because there are many organizations and benefits in society, so a lot of times you don't need church to look after them.
啊，但是如果教会有这样需要哦，第一个就是要让他自己的家庭先来照顾他。
But if there is a need in church, first we must allow their family members to take care of them.
哦，那家庭照顾不到，才第二个才想到教会。
And if the family cannot take care of them, then the second thing is to think of church.
而不是教会里面有需要的，一下就跳过家庭，啊，直接来要求教会帮助。
It's not that if there is a need that they will ask the church first and jump over, skip over the family members.
这跟圣经的原则不太一样。
This is a different principle than what is recorded in the Bible.
我们看这个第四节。
If you look at verse 4,Verse 4, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
这个先让自己家里面的儿子、孙子、孙女哦，来学习孝道，报答亲恩，哦，这在神面前是很好的，而且他孩子、他的孙子也有机会来蒙福啊。
So it is very good, and it gives the children and grandchildren a chance to be blessed when they are able to learn piety at home.
那这一步做完了，还没有办法解决他生活的需要，当然下一步才是教会。
And if you complete the step and you still cannot meet the needs, then you can think about church.
好，那那到第六节哈。
Verse 5.Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day.
所以第五节还加上一个条件，如果教会要帮忙那一些需要帮忙的，她必须是在信仰上很热心，一直在追求的。
And there's a criteria here that is recorded in verse 5, and that is if we are to help these widows, then they must trust in God and pray.
那这样她才能够由教会来帮助她生活的需要。
Only then can the church help in their daily needs.
我们看16节。
If you look at verse 16, if any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them and do not let the church be burdened, that it may relieve those who are really widows.
这里讲，就是我们自己家里有需要的帮助的人，我们做信徒的要在家里面先照顾他们。
So here it talks about if there are family members who are in need, as family, we must take care of them first.
那这样，这个教会才能够，不会累着教会，就是有一个担子，让教会，的担子越来越重。
So that the church will not be burdened.
那这个原则其实也是适用我们在帮忙其他的人。
We can use this principle to also help others.
比方说，我们如果把信仰的追求跟个人的利益把它绑在一起，这个信仰常常不纯了。
For example, if we tie together our pursuit and faith with our own benefits, then this faith is not pure.
你来教会，然后我帮你做什么
？If you come to church, I will help you do something.
那有很多到最后，虽然信了，到最后还是离开。
So even though many people they believe, in the end they will depart.
为什么？因为他信仰也搞不清他是真的为神还是为着什么。
Because it's very hard to discern if they are doing it for God or for something else.
所以我们对别人最好的帮助就是把他带到神的面前。
So the most important thing that we can do for other people is to bring them before God.
帮助他建立跟神的关系。
To help them establish their relationship with God.
那神的恩典是够他用，就他一定能够活得越来越好。
God's grace is sufficient for him, and he will live a better life.
所以我们在非洲的教会常常发现一个问题。
So you realize a problem in our churches in Africa.
因为过去200年来西方的宣教士去看他们很可怜，就很多的钱救济他们。
In the past 200 years, because the Western missionaries, they've had pity on them, so they gave them money.
所以他看到西方的人去，第一个就想到钱。
So when they see Westerners, the first thing they think of is money.
那这样对信仰的追求就不是很纯。
And so their pursuit and faith is not very pure.
很容易来，也很容易离开。
They come easily, but they also leave very easily.
所以我们在带领人信主的过程，要尽量避免这种个人的好处的这个纠缠。
So in guiding other people to pursue their faith, we should avoid these personal benefits.
那这样在信仰生活上就比较容易能够站得很稳，因为信心很单纯。
So they can stand more firmly in their life of faith because their faith is very pure.
所以这里提到怎么来看顾教会的寡妇，让我们学习到一些基本的原则。
So here we can learn some basic principles in how to take care of the widows in the church.
那我们再来看第五章的十七节。
Let us continue to read chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
再看19节。
Verse 19, do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses.
这个第一个就在讲教会的长老，这个也不只是长老了，在教会里面服侍神很认真的人要加倍的敬重他们。
So here it talks about elders, but not only elders, but diligent workers in the church who have double honor.
像当时伊丽莎到苏念这个地方去。
For example, when Elisha went to a certain area,
那这个苏念的妇人就很尊重他。
And the widow of Zarephath had great respect for him.
其实他是因为他尊重神，尊重神的原因。
Because she had respect for God.
所以他的尊重伊丽莎。
Because of that, she had respect and honor for Elisha.
好，那我们看十九节哈。
Verse 19.
那为什么说控告长老的橙子要有两三个人见证才可以收？
Why is it that you must receive an accusation only if there are two or three witnesses?
因为长老有两个重要的工作，包括教会的长子。
For the elders in church have two important work.
第一个牧养，这需要爱心。
First, they must have pastoral work out of love.
第二个，他要做这个监督 overseer.
The second work they do is as an overseer.
那这个 overseer 要相当公正。
And as an overseer, they must be very just.
就是前面那讲不可以有偏见偏心。
Which means without prejudice or partiality.
那当一个人在很公正的时候一定会得罪一些人。
So when someone's very just, of course they might offend other people.
但是公正是神的本性。
But this justice is the nature of God.
那得罪一些人所以一个人有很小的缺点，常常就会被拿出来当理由要来控告他。
So when you offend someone because everyone has small weaknesses, you might use this weakness to bring out as an accusation against them.
所以这里才讲控告长老要两三个见证。
Here, that is why it records that when you accuse an elder, you need two or three witnesses.
而且在圣职人案例的过程都是有经过一段很难通过的过程。
And when these holy workers are chosen and appointed, they go through a very hard process.
当然这不能保证将来就没事情。
And it does not guarantee that nothing will happen in the future.
但是至少一般来讲会犯大错的机会是比较少。
But at least the chances of creating great sin is smaller.
所以对教会里面这些侍奉神的，特别是一些义务的我们要加倍给他敬重。
And so for those who serve in the church, we must give them double honor.
不要很轻易的来接受人的控告。
And we should not receive these accusations very lightly.
那这样我们人在服侍神的上面就能够更加的出力。
So in our service, we can be even more strong.
因为这是神的家。
For this is the house of God.
好，我们再来看提摩太前书的第五章。
Let's continue to read 1 Timothy chapter 5,
20节,
verse 20. Verse 20, those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear.
这里讲犯罪的人要众人责备他，其余的人也可以惧怕。圣经有两种讲法。
There are two sayings in the Bible.
第一个就是这里讲犯罪要责备他。
First is what's recorded here that you must rebuke those who sin.
所以其他人可以惧怕。
So that others can fear.
那另外一个地方有讲，犯罪的不要责备他太重，反而会让他自己沉沦。
And another is that when someone sins, you should not rebuke them too strongly, lest they perish.
那为什么圣经会有这个两个讲法？
So why are there two different sayings in the Bible?
我们知道我们人有罪性。
We know that as humans we have original sin.
我们洗礼的时候，过去的罪都赦免了。
And once we are baptized, all our sins are washed away.
但是人有罪性，所以人容易犯罪。
But because we have this sinful nature, it is easy for us to commit sin.
但是赞美诗里面有说恩多于罪，大于罪。
The hymn says that grace is greater than sin.
就是神赦罪的恩典很大。
That means that God's grace is great.
但是神赦罪从哪里来？从悔改来。
And he is able to forgive our sins if we repent.
所以圣经说，我们如果承认自己对神是信实的，他就要赦免我们的罪。
So the Bible says that if we acknowledge and confess our sins, then God is faithful and he will forgive our sins.
所以我们信耶稣不要一天到晚有罪恶感。
So as Christians, when we believe, we should not have guilt every day.
因为圣经已经说，我们如果承认自己的罪，神是信实的，他就要赦免我们的罪。
For the Bible records that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and he will forgive our sins.
那我们对神的了解啊，如果一直觉得说啊，神就天天在看我犯什么错，神就会不高兴，那是我们对神的了解有一点不是很完全。
We have a not complete understanding of God if we think that every day God is just watching over us to see if we sin.
圣经在诗篇103篇说，神是不轻易发怒的。
In Psalm 103 says that God is not easily angered.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
103篇第八节，请读。
Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
神有怜悯。
He is merciful.
他有恩典。
And gracious.
怜悯就是说他看我们不过是尘土啊。
And merciful means that he only sees us as dust.
所以他怜悯我们。
And so he has mercy on us.
你看十四节哈，他知道我们的本体，看我们不过是尘土。
For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
所以他怜悯我们。
And that's why he has mercy on us.
那神有恩典，他会赦免我们。
And he is gracious, and therefore he will forgive us.
他不轻易发怒。
He is slow to anger.
所以他不长久责备，也不永远发怒。
And that is why he will not be angry forever.
所以犯罪一定要诚心悔改。
So when we commit a sin, we must repent wholeheartedly.
那撕裂心肠不是撕裂外表，那神会赦免。
And so we must strip down our hearts, not our outer appearance, and then God will have mercy.
我们就不需要再一直责备他，他最后我没有希望了，到最后一直继续犯罪或者不来教会。
So you don't need to continue to rebuke them and say that they are hopeless and they don't need to come to church anymore.
但是如果我们回到提摩太前书第五章这里，
If we turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 5,
为什么犯罪人要当众责备他？
Why is it that you should rebuke the person's sins in front of others?
这个特别是指着不悔改。
It is for those who do not repent.
如果犯很严重不悔改，来到教会里面大摇大摆长篇大论，这个会变成笑。
And so if you have great sin and you refuse to repent and you come to church, then it becomes a yeast in the church.
大家觉得也没有关系啊，反正有钱就好了。
You might think it's okay, I have money.
那来到教会你就可以大声犯罪也没关系，那个就是变成笑。
And you might think because I have money, I can come to church, I can continue to sin, this becomes a yeast.
所以对犯罪不悔改的要责备他。其余人可以惧怕。
So for those who sin but do not repent, you shall rebuke in the presence of all that the rest may fear.
保罗教导他们在教会里面要怎么样来人跟人的相处。
These are Paul's teachings on interpersonal relationships in the church.
所以在教会里面我们在圣经的引导之下，在神的爱里面我们这样这个人际关系就有很清楚的原则。
So in the church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and in love, we have these very clear principles.
那教会会很平顺，也能够有神的同在。
So that we can have peace and the guidance of God in the church.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
16首。
16。
今年的年初一。
Tomorrow is the first day of the new year.
新的一年又要开始。
A new year and a new beginning.
让我们在神面前来感恩。
Let us present our thanksgiving before God.
看顾保守我们一年。
That He has protected us and guided us through another year.
也让我们下一个志向。
And let us make a determination.
那新的一年要过神喜欢的生活。
That a new year we will live a life pleasing to God.
那神就与我们同在。
So that God may abide with us.
神的恩典就很丰盛。
And His grace will be abundant.
我们就可以享受2017年。
So that we may enjoy 2017.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.